This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
1202 in the nation's capital. MGM National Listener Line, 1-800-636-1067. And courtesy of the Rude Guest Hotline, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV, Donna Hopkins. Tony McGee, Pro Football Plus, joins us now. And not too far away from that old draft. And hope you enjoyed your short-lived offseason from the pigskin, because it's back. And you're right in the thick of it.
What foremost? It never did stop. It never did stop.
It didn't stop. Wow.
No, because I've been on the ground. As you said, my feet have been on the ground even after it's over, because free agency has been really active for the Commanders.
Yeah, I kind of enjoy, for me, not having to panic or worry about it, because our leadership group is so sound. So I feel comfortable in that every team has needs, and I don't think any team will meet all those needs within the draft. I think the question that I think is most relevant and not just used to fill time is that, and I've heard AP mention it, you hope somebody wants the 29th pick, wants that position. Then things get interesting, because you can't move, but you need a dance partner. And I don't see us making a move to move up, do you?
No, not at all. And you hit it on the nail, because I think everybody is looking at, talking about, what will the Commanders do? Well, they've been tight-lipped, and we really won't know until they actually go into the draft, because they, like I said, been really active in free agency. And just the other day, they signed another quarterback in Josh Johnson, who had been here before. And that's 4 on the roster. So they're putting some pieces in place so that the decisions come draft day will be a little easier for them, because you look at, they want more picks. And that's the key thing, because the Commanders going in, they've got that 29th pick in the first round, the second round, fourth round, sixth and seventh. But they want to have more picks to fill some needs on this roster. So some of the players that they may be looking at, it's heavy in the draft right now as far as on the defensive side. So if you were going to pick defensive side, and it's kind of like loaded as far as the line play, some players may be there when the Commanders pick at 29. Is it going to be a player that they said, you know what, is worth us keeping that 29th pick, or is it important to go down a little bit more to get a few more draft picks? And that's what you plan with, because you want to be able to build this roster a little bit more. And if you have more draft picks to do that, that helps this team. So, possibly because they're looking for a pass rusher, they may get that in the draft. They may get that in free agency before 2 weeks is over. And then, another running back, cornerback, is areas, offensive line is the four areas that I look at that the Commanders could really get stronger at in the draft or in free agency. So if you're looking at, okay, we've got to address some more needs, and like you said, Doc, you're not going to address everything in this year, but you want to put yourself a little further ahead than you were last year. So it's a possibility that he could give up that 29th pick, according to some teams that may be looking at a quarterback or whatever they're looking at, where the Commanders could get a few more extra picks in this draft.
I hear the one thing that I've heard the most of as we talk to Donna Hopkins here on Overtime, DOC and Heavy Metal with you here on The Fan, is O-line. And not knowing that arguably your best offensive lineman may not join you till midway in the season, and how that shuffle goes. I'm not panicked by it, because you want your guys to have the ability to play more than one spot. But if there's a little bit of concern for you, are you comfortable with if we had to start tomorrow with our starting five?
Let me just say, I'm not totally comfortable, but I can breathe a little bit. But I just think that you have to get stronger in the trenches on both sides, offensive line and the defensive line. And even though last year they took Brandon Coleman, second year in, he should be much better. And then they got Laremy Tunsil, as far as, the other guy that they got in free agency. So you got some bodies there. But Doc, injuries and all of that happens, and we're talking about starting the season. Yeah, but I'm looking at the whole stretch of the season. So if you've got bodies in place to start the season where you have depth on that offensive line, then you're not as nervous moving forward. So I would put some caution on me right now as to say I'm not totally comfortable going in with the offensive line where they've got it because of Cosme's injury, and we know that he's not going to be there, but the mentality of Commanders is the next guy up, but you got to have some next guys up for that to happen. And I think that still you have to add some more depth on the offensive line. So I'm not totally comfortable there.
Well, Metal, we haven't had any arm wrestling yet done this far. We can't possibly all be on the same page when it comes to the Burgundy and Gold, are we?
Well, I mean, and let me just jump right here again. We talked about the offensive line, and that is key for me too. But I still think that defensive line is so important also, because I think you've got to add some depth there as far as that pass rusher, because, in order to be able to get to the quarterback, which the Commanders wasn't able to do a lot last year, and then even plugging up that middle, I still think that you've got to get your edge rusher in there. And even though they signed some guys back and they were heavy in free agency and signing a lot of bodies, but not per se just the defensive line, they looked at the secondary too. And I still think that even though the defensive line, you've got to look at the cornerback position. And even, they've got Michael Sanders still, and then and Lattimore, and then a few other bodies, but I think you have to get a little stronger there, where you have to plug in another person as far as your cornerback position. So it's some key needs, but those are the three top for me that to in order to move to the next level this year, you got to plug some people in those three areas: offensive line, defensive line, and then get you another corner.
Yeah, it's. Again, it's fun. I think the strategic points, a linebacker, in case I go, what if our leader 54 gets nicked in the middle? That would be important. That would really be important.
Yeah, that's key. And I mean, this is he's a total leader. Like you said, the leader, the guy that is the coach on the field, Bobby Wagner, we're talking about. And definitely as far as another linebacker, but I think that you got some guys that didn't even get to play last year. that I think that if you look at, you know, the depth there is a little better than some of the other areas. But, you know, if you don't have the guys up front, you how good can you be in the secondary? So that's the reason why I'm more focused on the defensive line than even the linebackers and the corners, because if you can get a solid pass rush up front, then it's going to make your job in the secondary a lot easier. So even though, you know, we're talking about if this person gets hurt and everything, I'd rather deal with, hey, we got to get some bodies so that we'll have them up front. And I'm just, this is just my view, because Adam Peters and that company, that you know, they're behind the scenes probably doing some things that we don't even know. But, you know, looking at last year where you needed to get better this year, and it's in the trenches on both sides, again, to me, that would be my focus. And the defensive line, again, in the draft, is one of the best. So if you're going to go draft-wise, and it's unknown with the draft, you know, Doc, it's unknown about the draft, about those players that you're getting. But still, you know, when you look at defensive line, edge rushers and everything, this is the draft that you would be licking your chops a little bit.
Middle?
Yeah, Donna, I wanted to know what you think of Brian Robinson and the running back room right now. You know, they kind of had a slump towards the end of the year on the running production, but do you think, you know, improvements to the O-line are going to just fix that? Because they haven't really done a lot with the running backs room.
It's so funny that you said that, because that was on my list on down the line. You know, it would be right there with the other three areas that I mentioned. So when you look at the offensive line, and you think about if you got your offensive line in place and you've got some depth there that they're able to open up those holes and you know, provide some lanes for their running back group to go through. Because I think that, to me, you could go into the season with this group and everything, but I think that you still need to add a running back. A guy that is a little more explosive, that guy that can break it open. Eckler, to me, the reason why I say another running back is injuries. We looked at last year, Brian Robinson, Eckler, those are your two horses. They were hurt for a good portion of the season last year. So if you don't have those guys on the field, you can't move forward. And then other guys came in and did, you know, their thing when they got in. But I still think that because of injuries, because, you know, you're only one hit away from a concussion, and once you had one before, you're more acceptable to have it. And Eckler, you know, we looked at him with the concussion situation, and then, you know, he was out for a portion. And then Brian Robinson, you know, with the injuries that he had. So I still think that in order to even be better on the offensive line, if you got that swagger running back, another guy in there, I think it makes your offense so much better. I mean, coming out the backfield, that you can catch out the backfield and all those tangibles that makes this offense really go, because I think wide receiver wise, we don't have to really touch that, because I think that they're pretty good there. If those guys have the years that we're expecting them to have, you just never know. But I think that you got to get the running game a little better, and that offensive line, if you, you know, shore up them a little bit more, it's going to make that running game a lot better. So I'm with you. I think that they add one just because of the injuries that we've had as far as the running back.
Couldn't agree with you more. Running game solves so many different problems. The most important thing is time of possession.
Yes.
Keep our defensive guys on the bench. Let them breathe that oxygen. Let them drink that aid. Keep their butts off the field. They're always better when they're not playing. And the only way you keep them on the sideline is to control the clock, control the ball. So we'll see what happens. Beautiful thing with it. But today's about that little white ball. Donna, thank you so much. Had to get some pigskin in there, because I'm proud of our people today. They've been really disciplined. Usually it's just overdose of burgundy and gold. But we're showing some versatility, because, and I give Ovechkin a lot of credit for that, but we have really broadened our scope. And today with this, I mean, McElroy, Bryson DeChambeau, Connors, Reed, this leaderboard. I mean, coming down the stripes this afternoon, I don't know how you can not put eyes on this.
I don't know either. Oh, no, Rick. I mean, we had, like you said, a hockey with Alex and breaking the record, tying the record, breaking the record. Now we got the Masters going on. It's just almost like a fun time to, like you said, you should be in front of a TV if you can't be there in person.
Yeah, it's crazy. Thank you so much, Donna. We'll do it again
y'all
real
in
soon.
2 weeks.
That's right. We'll get away. We'll keep it on. It's like the stock market. Keep you in touch. Talk to you next week.
You know
I'm
it.
I'm sure
bye.
Things will be changing. Things will be changing. As Coach Thompson used to say, it's all about the scuttlebutt. Well, we'll take a break. Then we'll open it up, try to see if we can squeeze you in. MGM National Listener Line number 1-800-636-1067. And again, thanks to folks at Rood, the Rood Guest Hotline, for providing Donna the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Tension is mounting. McIlroy, minus 12. DeChambeau, minus 10. Connors, minus 8. Reed and Aberg, both minus 6. Leaderboard, things getting tight. Man. Wish they put blood pressure on those gentlemen, but they built for it. Kind of used to it. This is going to be, it's going to be crazy. You're talking about a finish. And I guess it's no different than any playoff, as Coach Sheehan would say, scenario. But that Dream Jacket, man, this is special. Our golf coverage is presented by Golfton. Golfton, the fully stocked with all the latest equipment, apparel, shoes, and accessories. Visit Golfton in Tysons, Annapolis, or Rockville. Golfton by Worldwide Golf. Get there. It's amazing, man, to be having people that close to you. It's also proximity to the sport you play. Hoops, people right on top of you. That puck, you got the glass, the board. Someone insulated. Close, but you know they're not touching you. And we just saw in the Angels last game that I will never understand the relationship that you have with people in the left or right field corners and fans that jump up and compete for balls in the midst of games. But it happens. And most recently, over the weekend. So this is where we are. And I wouldn't want to be any other place just because of the action. What say you, Bonesy? Appreciate you being patient. K-9.
Hey, Heavy Metal Chris. Yeah, my experience and knowledge of the Masters and golf period is very minute, right? But what I'm going to do, right, like the guy that was, talking about Ja Morant, man, you got to look at it like this, right? Anything that was born within the last 15, 20, to 25, 30 years, you got to pray for them guys. You got to give them young guys a shout-out and pray for them, man, because they don't have the upbringing, man, like we did, coming up in the 60s, where you had chores and you would get your tail whooped and, stuff like that, right? And, like this mob that's getting ready to come in over there at Georgetown, they getting ready to make some noise. So next college basketball season, we got to keep our eyes open for Georgetown, right? And the guy Woods for the net, he getting ready to start making some noise too, because yeah, every time Slim get up there back, he's taking him for a ride, Mm-hmm. And then, with the draft coming in, we're going to get us a running back. We need a running back. We definitely need us a running back, And I don't know if we're going to, the Wizards going to get Cooper Flagg or if they're going to get Dylan Hopper. But whoever we get, man, the Wizards getting ready to make some noise, too. And, man, I believe that the Caps going to get over the hump and we're going to get in the Stanley Cup Finals. And, man, look, Burgundy and Gold, here we come. Hey, man, I love you guys, man. I appreciate y'all for taking my call, man. Thank you so very much, man. Y'all keep doing what you're doing, man.
Thanks, Peace. Bonesy. We're going to Damascus next. Chris, welcome home.
Hey, I'm honored to follow Bones. How are you doing, fellas? Thanks for being live and local.
Thank you for being with us.
Hey, so I got a couple of things. I'm on the – yeah, I'm like Bones. Bones is my favorite, by the way. I'll just tell you that. But I'm not Kim, though. I'm not much on golf, but it sounds like the way you're explaining it and everything, somebody is going to get tight, tighter than Uncle Dick's hat band.
Mm-hmm.
Is that about
right?
I grew
up with that one.
All right, and I got another one. But anyway, I wanted to say, yeah, I like everything Bones said. I agree. The hockey, all of it is kind of looking up. It's as far as the Skins go, it's GM time. Then you get the players in. Then you got that first practice. And then it's coaching time. And then you get down to the fall. Then you got your quarterback time. So that's – and it looks like – I'm like you, Doc. I'm not worried about it. I'm just – I trust the guys we got, and I think they're in good hands, more or less. You know what I mean? And Donna Hopkins is a rock star. Appreciate her. But I got one for you. So if I may, a little bit about baseball here real quick. So the Nationals last week celebrated their first 20 years back in Washington. And they had, and I heard a lot of good stuff on the radio. They had Frank Robinson talking, and a lot of the players they had talking about Frank Robinson. I love him, Doc. I swear, almost as much as I love John Thompson, almost as much as I love you. But Frank, and then Frank was talking about when they made it was 50 years ago that he became the first black manager, first manager, player manager. And he told the story like, you want me to play? I mean, he said, I'll take the manager job. Yeah, I'll do that. Jackie Robinson, they even had air quotes from him talking about how he wanted to see, you know, all the everything he went through. He was saying, you know, I just one day hope that we'll see somebody on the sideline of my color being a manager. And anyway, and then here come old Frank, and Frank got the job. He took it. He wasn't scared or nothing. And as he said it, but the GM who hired him also said, Frank, now you, I think you should put yourself in the starting lineup that opening day in 1975. And he did. And he would even, they have audio of him talking about how he hit that home run in the first.
Yeah, no, he was a special, special talent. And this is a special day. Up against the break, man. Appreciate you, dog.
Hey,
you are simply one of the best. Thank you, man. Appreciate you. Got to get the break. We come back, and we will get down to our fourth quarter escape. Stay with us. $12.33 and clicks. Moving up, top of the hour. Of course, our team's out in Florida enjoying it. No wonder what the weather is, though. Nats and Marlins. Wiz and Heat. And let's go out to Dave in Woodbridge.
Hey, Doc. How you doing, man?
Doing good, man. Doing good. It's quiet before the storm.
Yeah, I feel you. Dude, I've been listening to you since the early 90s with Andy Poland and stuff, and I've always appreciated you. I've had the pleasure of meeting you over my cousin Bernie's house a few times. we broke bread together. You might not remember me, but you let me take a look at that ring before, so I appreciate that.
Oh, Bernie, my man, playing the game.
Hey,
yep.
I wanted to bring up, everybody's got valid points about either running back, linebacker, secondary, lines. Man, we need a steady kicker. We ain't had a steady kicker since Lowe Miller and Mosley before him. if we're going to be in all these close games, we're going to be playing these good teams, why can't we go out and get that guy Gay that was just cut from the Colts or something? But no offense to Gonzalez, but if we're in close games, we need somebody we can depend on.
Well, you're never going to hear a negative comment from me when it comes to kicking. I play with Mark Mosley. When you got the MVP on your team, he bailed our behinds out.
Hey, perm and all, man. That was Big Worm.
I tell you, so I'm with you, and I'm sure that they are as well. Here's all I'm saying is that I trust the guy we got working with. If they didn't prove to everybody that they're miracle workers, we'll never be as bad as we were, because you'll never find a team as depleted of talent as much as that team that they inherited was. That was a wreck.
Yeah,
and they took a wreck, went through resurrection, and ended up in the NFC Championship game.
Yeah.
With another group's mess. So, no, whatever they decide, brother, you're not going to hear me a whimper out of me. If they didn't earn your respect.
They did.
Then I don't know what to say to you.
Yeah.
As much as the past clown show had people following them, I just think it's insulting to doubt anything this group does.
I'm hoping this is Bobby Bethard 2.0, man.
I'm telling you what, that's the closest thing and I agree with you. Admired him, saw how he works. These guys have a lot of crossover, a lot of effects, and I believe that. This is not without question. I believe it. So I appreciate that, man. Thanks for being patient, man. Holla out to the fam for
that's
me.
Good. All right, buddy.
Good
Take care.
Thank you. Yeah, man. I mean, how can you not be pleased? Oh, it's not about being, it's about being lucky. You know how lucky we are? Most people don't recover from having your place ripped off as poorly as this place has been ripped off. You know, it's like being ripped off of your resources. Man, this could have taken, well, hell, it's been 30 years. That's why I love it, listening to, you know, Toby and the big fella, Willingham. Because they're not making this crap up. They're being honest with you. They went their entire childhood being mocked. They had one shining moment, just one, out of an entire period of growing up. I can't even imagine that. Can't imagine it. To be deprived of bragging rights for your entire youth? Come on, man. Somebody's making this up. You can't possibly have been horrible at more than two major sports at the same time? Your whole childhood? No, man. I wish that upon nobody. Nobody. Give me the Cowboys' fate before that. Yeah, couldn't have it. Couldn't handle it. Yeah, just could not handle it. So whether or not we get, you got to have a kicker. Kicker's not far from quarterback to me. Level of importance.
Usually the leading point scorer on most teams.
Yeah.
I think people
right.
forget that.
Well, you didn't, rightfully so. It doesn't matter until it does. How can the guy be insignificant and you bring him out to save a game?
Yeah, plus
I'll
with the
never
extra points
Mosley coming out.
With the extra points move back now, too. You gotta get someone that can just hit him every time, you know?
Every time. Like the backup quarterback. It's a horrible job. You go from nobody even knowing your name to where you're the most important person in the building. Earl Morrill has never received his due for taking a team that's perfect. And maintaining that, not letting that level down. And there's only been one team, just one. At Rory, and you say, well, has he gagged 11 times? Not to me. it means he's been that close 11 times. That's what it says to me. What a badass. He's that close to perfection that often? Man, tap that man's glass. Give me some of what he's got. Because he's rolling. And once he hits it, it's going to be great. Can't wait to see some round ball now. Wiz and Heat as we break off. Let's go get it. Kind of caught me off guard a little bit. Watching First Take, listen to Stephen A. He talks a lot about his dream trips. And when I travel a lot with football, you always note it when you were in New Orleans. And you note it when you were in Florida. And it has something to do with the reputation. And there were no sports teams in Vegas back in the Stone Ages. I can't imagine now how people light up, their faces light up when they get Raider assignments.
Well, yeah, the UNLV running Rebels is about it, right?
That was back in the day. That was, yeah, it's crazy. But the cities do mean a lot. And it's not just at all warm cities. Detroit is a sports town, and getting across, you know, going to Canada, a lot of people, that's highly motivating. Heard about it for years. And of course the California trip. So every trip has a little something towards it. But Nats and Marlins, Wiz and Heat. All of them down there.
I did check the weather down there too, and it looks like it's 79 degrees there. So
yeah, it's been nippy here, and I'm not complaining.
A little nicer than here.
Yeah, but this could be. Whenever it's not ice, I never bitch about it. I go, thank you. Thank you. I don't want to be debilitated, you know, by the weather. Same thing with Augusta right now. I mean, you know, winds can be, everything can be a factor. But when those outside, weather is not controlling factor. There are elements that they deal with, but how they correct it and stuff is still amazing. I think we expand our sports horizons when we throw ourselves into golf and hockey and to really appreciate the level of skill it takes. I mean, you skated, but the average person that's never been on the blades, I think takes it for granted how easy they make it look.
Oh, yeah, especially the way they're skating in NHL also, you know. It's a lot different than figure skating, you know.
Yeah, but just one change of in net. One change. You know, and then voila. I mean, it never, ever ceases to amaze me. That's why I never take it for granted. I never take it for granted because it's the best people in the world. And that level drops off a little bit. That's when we're talking about the NBA draft. You're talking about lotto, like the NFL draft. Who's the top three players in your mind in the NFL draft? I mean, last year we were all over this because we were eligible. We were close.
Oh, we had the number two pick, so it really mattered.
Yeah, we had a quarterback. And we're lucky because he was a game changer and is a game changer. But did anybody really fail? I mean, Drake May can play. Kid in Atlanta can play. Kid who ended up going to Minnesota.
We haven't seen JJ. Yeah, it's like we haven't really seen JJ. I don't know if you call
that
a failure.
Yeah, but all indications were that he wasn't a bust. They loved him. He could play. How often does that happen? It's a hell of a class, man. Doesn't mean this year's will be. You have the number one pick in this year's NFL draft.
Well, last year had everybody coming off that extra year of, because they all had an extra year of eligibility due to COVID.
Sure, you're right.
So you had like these really experienced quarterbacks coming out of college.
There you go. You know, great point. Experience does help. Good point. But who are you taking now?
Well, they probably think Cam's going to go number one. But, you know, I don't know that he'll go necessarily number two. But Hunter from Colorado, man, I am really excited to see where he lands and what he does in the NFL. I love this guy that can play both sides, offense and defense. And I know everybody says he's probably only going to play one in the NFL. But I don't know. How do you take someone with that kind of potential and not at least try to push it? Not at least see what he can do on both sides. That's so exciting to me. I don't know.
I'm interested by it. It depends on where, as you all know, it depends on where he goes.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, what do you need him to do? You need to stop your opponent from scoring. That's first thing. Team that's not that good can't trade with a team that's better. You got to stop people. He is one of the freakiest things I've seen just watching his ball skills. He made some receptions and interceptions I did not know that he even saw the ball.
Yeah, man. He's quite the talent. I'm excited to see what he does in the NFL. So, again, I don't know where to place him because he's not a quarterback, right? But like he won the Heisman. He's looking so good. So, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see where he lands and what they do with him. I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, no, I am too. And he has something. There's a real a genuineness about this guy. I don't see anything fake. Loves the game. Loves training for the game. And but this hand-eye coordination, almost unmatched.
And the motor you've got to have in you to run that much. I mean, it's not like he's just playing, you know, a position that doesn't move a ton or something. Like, he's receiver and corner, you're running all around all day, you know?
Yeah, you know, he does, but
it just seems
exhausting. Not a real big man. And also not a real big guy. You know, it's not
holding
a whole bunch of body weight around. And if you get proper sleep and don't put a lot of foul ingredients in your body, I can see it being possible.
I mean, there's so many other players in the NFL that don't do that. You know, it's almost like Shohei Ohtani. It's like, here's this guy that can pitch and bat. You know, it's just so weird.
And his size, what gets me about Shohei, he's a big dude. You know, and smooth. And can run. He's one of the fastest dudes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's the thing about his speed. And then and all this comes back to me, man, is the Wizards. You can get a high pick, but the high pick's got to be, you need a unicorn. You need something. I mean, Shard, he's got, end up going to be really good, but do you see freak in him?
They used to call Porzingis the unicorn here. So.
Well, he still is.
Yeah, but he's not here anymore, but yeah.
No, he's not here, but he's with Boston. He's still a matchup problem. He can still shoot threes. I mean, yeah, I'm just saying what unusual, you know, stands for. Hunter Dickerson's tall. And my thing, tall is different between tall and big. But I'm talking about difference maker. What makes a jaw? What makes this kid now in Minnesota? He's different. Quick twitch, can shoot threes, can finish at the rim. Our high pick, well, he's a good defender. He's working on a shot. We need a guy can score or can shut down the other guy's score or can do both. That's what, to me, makes the assassin, the babyface assassin. Who's better at what he does? Nobody. Nobody. Who puts up more? In practice.
I would imagine nobody. If anyone did, it was probably Clay, and Clay's in Dallas now. So
nobody. Nobody. I never thought I'd see Clay. Clay kind of looks ordinary now in Dallas to me.
Well, he just looks like he's had all those knee injuries, you know. I mean,
yeah, but you agree?
Yeah,
he blends in.
He's also had like three major knee surgeries in like two seasons.
The only one had them.
You know,
I'm just saying, Babyface has had some bumps and bruises too. Always stands out.
But he didn't miss like entire seasons the way Clay did.
No,
like
no, he didn't. But like Luka coming back, distraught, emotionally a wreck, shooting the ball, shoots, just playmaker. Killer. But I can understand why the new management team traded him, got rid of him. I understand it completely. If it's your money and you don't know him, are you pushing all your chips in to a guy? Would you push all your chips in on John Morant?
I mean, I would rather have Luka than John Morant right now, but also
I understand that rather, but would you push you don't know him. Would you push all your chips in based on what you heard? I wouldn't have.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. On the other hand, I can imagine being a Mavericks fan right now and being very frustrated with that ownership or the management, the GM or whatever. You know, I could understand that. It's like they made it to the finals last year and then they just traded their best player away. That's got to be frustrating.
Yeah, I can understand it. But in the long run, it's not those – and those people do invest in season tickets. But big picture-wise, the more I think about it, the more I see Luka, and I'm going, okay. The money that they would have had to put up, and I'm begging you to show up. It's not like Joker. Joker's not overweight. Joker's not out of shape. Joker just built like that.
They just fired like his coach.
Fred Flintstone. No, but it wasn't because of Joker. This dude got an anger management problem. But he's still damn good. Now, they've got a little spurt right now, but we'll see what happens. And who going to gobble him up? He's still better than a lot of people that have a head coaching job right now.
No, that's very true.
He got championship pedigree. And a lot of people are hiring, have people on their payrolls right now that aren't very good at their jobs. Their teams don't win. They don't develop. They don't play defense. They don't do a lot of the little things. Clear as day to me, they're just not the person for the job. Yet they have it. Yeah, yet they have it. So what I'm saying, trying to figure this thing out. Help us out, if you will. I'm sure you got the answers. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. DOC and Metal, back in a moment. Sunday. Nothing like it, man. It's one of those things that you kind of know where you are, who you're with. Checking it out, may have a little something special to sip on, and your favorite cigar or your pipe of choice. And it's the coverage is so well done. It is big venue to cover, and just always brings back so many memories. And when you get guys playing in their final Masters. 40 years. I mean, it's just, I don't know, from the opening of getting the older guys out, seniors, and then the toddlers, the way they do it, and I know there's something can be said about everything of our past, but moving forward, I just think it's really good. And the coverage and the people that get the chance to do it, high level, man, high level performers. I ain't mad at him. I just think it's just so well done. Where does it rank for you?
What, the Masters?
When I say a big golfer, I know where your passion is.
No, I don't.
The concert too, but this.
I don't care a lot about the Masters. I know people do, and I know it's one of the big the Grand Slams, but or one of the majors for the Grand Slam.
Do you have a more favorable one?
Not really. I don't. It's golf has never been my thing, man. And I get that people like, you know, I'm not saying the guys aren't talented at what they do and stuff, but I always like the sports where you can hit someone a little more, and it's so isolated from everything everyone else is playing. It just never appealed to me.
Yeah, but you can appreciate the degree of difficulty.
It does have a very high degree of difficulty. I'm not going to deny that, but I don't know. You don't hit people like in hockey and football and stuff.
And that guy, the stand in that where he's driving, the people that stand in that fairway, They deserve, they should have their brain, be, have their heads checked. No way in you know where will you ever see your boy standing in one of those spots. No way. No way. Mm-mm. I feel bad for the people that have done it a few times. I've been lined up to that. I said, y'all crazy. No. I guess if you could do it, you could do it at a major around real, I mean, pros. I've seen people do that at some of these celebrity golf tournaments. I go, y'all crazy. It's road lizards standing there where that ball goes. I'm just surprised there are not more injuries.
Hey, man, my mom got hit in the head with a golf ball once playing golf from some guy that didn't call four on the hole before her while she was waiting to go on the next one. And
really?
Yeah, she dealt with a lot of medical issues with that for a long time. It's
I'm serious. It's not a bit.
No, it's
I'm serious that there aren't more accidents and things gone with golf balls.
Here's the thing, man.
It's a lethal weapon.
My mom was out with some other family members, and my brother was with her. And my brother, after she got hit in the head and basically like knocked out or whatever, my brother goes and runs back to the, you know, the main lodge or whatever to go get help, call an ambulance or something. And on his way, he like jumped over some little like creek or something, fell and broke his arm on the way to go get help from my mom. So I'm sitting there at home this day, and like they all come back from playing golf, mind you. Looked like they came home from a rugby game. My mom's head is all bandaged up, and my brother's got his arm in a cast in a sling. And I was like, what on earth happened to you guys? And I was like, man, I play hockey and stuff, and I ain't never been like that.
Oh, man.
And that was around here. That was around here. I was like, I think it was, they'll probably correct me, but I think it was at Burke Lake at the golf course there. But it's just so wild. I mean, it's just random, man. Like, I avoid the golf courses. I'm not going to get hit in the head. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, no, it's not. It's no joke. I mean, it's no joke. I mean, people, if you live in a community that has a golf course, they'll be very mindful to let you know that there are people that have had been victims and lost, you know, eyes and been hit. I mean, it's no joke.
No way.
It's you got to be very aware of where you are, and it's not anything to take for granted. But it is beautiful. It's a beautiful sport. And the guys that are gifted enough to make these shots. And you can't make this up, man. The way the round closed yesterday, if someone were to write a movie script, it would have been very similar. A writer, a great writer, he would have put that in. Hey, man, let's get this crazy 48-foot putt. Let's get this thing to drop. And then that'll set up, that'll strike fear, you know, in the leader. And why don't we do that? And Rory, can you imagine what's going through his mind as he walks in? And then Bryson shaking hands. The way this thing is set up is amazing. Not even to go back to the U.S. Open. Let's not even go back to that. But in terms of head play, if you're writing the lead into this one, it's not, you're not making it up. You're not making it up. And each guy has had his share of failure in the big moment. But Rory going into that clubhouse, as opposed to Bryson going in, two different dudes, you wouldn't have known who was winning. You couldn't tell who's on top of the leaderboard going in. How would you know? How would you know? And I don't care how much money you have. Don't matter. Dudes are competitive. And I know, man, I can't imagine how much Mikey has put on this one. The wagering on this has got to be maddening, which is going to be great. Great for the market.